AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead keeps rising, closer to 1,000 in Nepal. A 7.8 magnitude quake is the worst to hit Nepal in 8 decades. Seismologist Paul Caruso at the U.S. Geological Survey says the number of dead could be much, much higher than this.
We have a 33% chance of between 1,000 and 10,000 fatalities and a 32% chance of between 10,000 and 100,000.
The AP's Nihon Gurabachara reports the quake set off an avalanche that swept a base camp at Mount Everest.
There were hundreds of people in the base camp because in May they start climbing up. So right now, most of the climbers and the Sherpa guides and the cooks have already reached base camp. And so far, officials say 8 bodies have been pulled out, but many more are missing or injured. But because of the communications problem, they are not sure how many exactly or what nationalities of these people who have been killed.
The quake is felt in 4 other countries, including Bangladesh and India. Protesters say the plan is to shut down Baltimore today over the death in police custody of Freddie Gray. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says she sympathizes with protesters.
As a parent, as someone who's lost family members to violence, I know that this is absolutely unacceptable, and I want answers.
A rally is scheduled today at the site where Gray was arrested and at City Hall in Baltimore. Deputy Police Commissioner in Baltimore, Kevin Davis, says that the van carrying Gray stopped a number of times.
The transport wagon stops again for a second time at Druid Hill and Dolphin to deal with Mr. Gray, and the facts of that interaction are under investigation.
Police say Gray was not buckled in with a seatbelt. 3 suicide car bombs driven by foreigners have killed at least 4 Iraqi soldiers at a remote border crossing. This is AP Radio News. It was a significant moment for the transgender community. The words of Bruce Jenner on ABC.
For all intents and purposes, I am a woman.
The former Olympic track star and now featured in reality TV with his family, the Kardashians, told ABC's Diane Sawyer, ever since he was a child, he considered himself a woman trapped in a man's body.
I'm me. I'm a person. And this is who I am. I'm not stuck in anybody's body. It's just who I am as a human being.
Bruce Jenner says he began gender reassignment therapy in the 1980s. He has not decided whether he will undergo sexual reassignment surgery. Starbucks stores are back in business today. A computer problem has been fixed that caused thousands of company-owned Starbucks to close early last night. Some stores stayed open last night and gave away drinks because they weren't able to use the store registers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.